hard to believe this lobby was once the center of a full-scale security incident. Welcome back to Inside the Chateau. I'm Cole Turner, security coach, consultant, and as of this week, the Chateau's unofficial crisis counselor.
And I'm Jamie Harris, front desk manager of the Chateau de Sécurité, a man who was aged approximately 10 years in the last 72 hours.
You held up well, Jamie. Today we're walking MSPs through the entire Chateau investigation from start to finish, and more importantly, the real-world actions you can take to prevent this from happening in your clients' environments.
Yes, quite. And if you completed the Capture the Flag game challenge, congratulations, you've earned a cup of tea or something stronger.
I'll second that. Well, should we just dive right in?
Let's do it.
The first sign of trouble began with a new check-in app. Instead of streamlining guest onboarding, it opened a back door to unauthorized access.
Key cards were being cloned, guests were wandering into restricted wings, and I assure you, the Chateau does not offer complimentary tours of the data protection wing.
Bummer, I was planning on signing up.
I just love American humor.
For MSPs listening, here's the real-world insider. When a client adopts a new system, especially one tied to identity, you need to ask three questions. Who has access? How is it granted and revoked? And who's monitoring it? This is CIS Control 5, account management. So think, enforcing MFA, regular audits, monitoring for unusual login patterns. Just a few of the many things to look out for.
Because if you don't, someone will eagerly tap into your network. I mean, who doesn't love free data?
If it's free, it's for me.
Okay. Here is where the investigation started.
Think of the Chateau as a living case study. Every wing represents a CIS control. Every clue mirrors a real-world vulnerability MSPs see every day. Let's start with CIS Control 10. Malware defenses.
Ah, yes, the malware mop-up closet. A quarantine fortress of devices, wiped logs, and a laptop hot enough to fry an egg.
If your client doesn't have a malware containment process, they don't have malware protection. Point blank, period.
Of course, think of it this way. If you're managing 50 endpoints and can't isolate one instantly, you're hoping malware behaves properly, which it never does. Now we enter the pen test of Penthouse, which was ransacked. Someone was hunting for a security test and stole my skeleton key to frame me. The nerve.
I mean, why not? Attackers love environments that never test themselves. That's why Control 18, penetration testing, is so vital. Partners, ask your clients if they test for network vulnerabilities or have a remediation plan. If the answer is no, then that's your first action item. You can even make it fun with a simulated group exercise.
Work hard, play harder.
And cover your assets.
Ah, yes. Speaking of assets, don't forget the asset storage unit, the holy grail for all hotel and guest device inventory.
Right. Controls 1 and 2. Asset visibility. You can protect what you can't see. If MSPs can't detect shadow IT and track devices, that's mistake numero uno.
I see what you did there, Cole, but just stick to being suave.
Ouch. If an unknown device shows up, assume it's hostile until proven otherwise. And well, let's move on to our people of interest. Six suspects, all with motives and hidden agendas.
We have Samira Jan, the heiress and collective secrets, Thomas Clausen, the professor obsessed with efficiency, Bradley Securite, the director drowning in debt, Vincent Sanchez, the aloof marketing manager, and Eloise Monet, the housekeeper with master access.
And?
Oh, and myself.
It's okay. You were innocent. Mostly.
Oh, pardon?
Don't forget, Mr. Front Desk Manager, you are the front line of security. You're basically a human firewall. Potential breaches should be stopped by you before they ever reach the network or server.
Yes, I'll admit I was an utter failure. Way to kick a mate while he's down.
Hey, I tell it like it is, but it wasn't all on you. Software triggers and alerts are an MSP's best friend. Security isn't a solo act. It takes one to begin, but a village wins.
How inspiring.
I'm a poet on the side, but let's touch on the major security mistakes made at the chateau.
Let's. Now we're at the Fishbowl Cafe.
Still one of my favorite names.
A guest clicked a free spa email. Moments later, their cursor moved on its own.
Classic phishing. Aside from email scanning software, the first line of protection is the employees. It takes less than 30 seconds to click a phishing email. So invest in user training.
What's that American phrase? Teach a man to fish?
Okay. I see what you did there.
Clearly, we're spending too much time together.
With the right email protections, you can avoid threats or a chateau-level blackout.
Cole, too soon.
Sorry.
Anyway, as I was saying, the network crashed, the chateau went dark. Geth and staff panicked.
But it only lasted 10 minutes because of backups, correct?
That's right.
All right, so we got Control 11 at its finest, data recovery. For all partners listening, backup saves more than data. It saves your reputation and client trust. Let's address the real culprit behind it all.
Vincent wasn't Vincent at all.
He was Mateo Hernandez, a behavioral analyst, a hacker who impersonated leadership through business email compromise.
And don't forget his accomplice, Eloise Monet. She worked in housekeeping.
Oh, we'll definitely get to her later. But man, I can't believe how long Mateo was working at the chateau.
He really had us fooled. Moving on.
For our listeners, don't worry about remembering all of this on your own. We offer a live CIS control guide that covers everything the chateau failed to do and how you can prevent history from repeating itself in your business.
This guide is sort of like a manual to demystify your security gaps.
Exactly. A blueprint of the CIS controls and a client roadmap for cyber insurance readiness. Partners can use it to build a repeatable security program, map your infrastructure, and fix critical security needs. Now, let's circle back and touch on Eloise.
Ah, indeed, the housekeeper. You said she was the most dangerous of all.
Yes, the trust she built made her reliable and eventually invisible. She moved through the chateau without question from anyone.
Same halls. Same room, same badge. And because she was so good at her job, everyone let their guard down. That's the danger when familiarity replaces verification.
Exactly. And for MSPs here, remember every client environment has an Eloise that has built rapport, so no one thinks to verify their access, like contractors or long-tenured staff.
So how should partners proceed?
Role-based governance. Only giving people access to what they need. Time-bound credentials and zero-trust authentication for employees or office spaces. And don't assume anyone is safe just because they're familiar.
Right. If someone can walk into a server room and plug in a rogue device, that's endgame.
Now you've got it.
Oof, hold on. We're missing something, Cole. What about those smart glasses we found? Still sinking, if I recall.
Right. There's a huge AI risk for partners today. AI doesn't just process data. It contextualizes and creates new information through inference. That's how Mateo, aka Vincent, built those behavioral profiles. Those glasses were feeding data into an AI system that could infer patterns and deduce information from movement, heat maps, and behavior.
So the AI was filling in the gaps.
Hands down, the best way to protect sensitive data from AI is tightening AI governance. One example is by monitoring shadow AI and restricting unapproved AI tools for remote teams.
No data, no problem.
Hey, I know that song.
No, you don't.
Well, partners should run inference risk, meaning what AI can guess from limited data. They should minimize data access, only collecting what's necessary, prohibiting AI access to sensitive data. Model access controls, which is limiting who sees AI outputs. And be sure to monitor shadow AI, restricting unapproved AI tools for remote teams.
Well, I'm glad I don't have your job, Cole. This is a lot to remember.
And that's why I coach. Teach a man to fish, they'll eat forever. I give partners the room to learn, make mistakes, and come back 10 times more cyber resilient.
So, Cole, what comes next?
I've officially joined the Chateau as its security coach. My job is to help MSPs turn this story into action.
And help us rebuild, strengthen our controls, and... oh, I need a nap.
And prepare for whatever or whoever comes next. Because threats evolve, and so must we. And to everyone listening, thank you for visiting the Chateau de Sécurité, solving the case and learning the controls that keep real businesses safe.
And thank you for clearing my name, truly. I can sleep again.
We'll be back soon with the next chapter. Until then, listen to podcast number 2, where we dive into the behind the scenes of building the Chateau from the Pax 8 team. From ideation, design, game development, and more. Discover what it took to bring this experience to life.
Until then, stay sharp, stay curious, and stay secure. Cheers, everyone.